This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The president, as you may have heard, has done a 180 on his plan to tax college savings accounts known as 529s. Seems pretty much everybody rallied around the idea that even if you are comfortable, paying for college is a bear and any help is welcome help. Families that are eligible for more aid, though, face another problem, the daunting process of applying for it. The dreaded federal financial aid form comes out on January the 1st every year and is due in many states by early March. But every year, at least a million high school seniors don't even bother to apply for that aid, leaving millions of dollars on the table. From the Education Desk at WYPR, Marketplace's Amy Scott reports on efforts to simplify the form known simply as the FAFSA.
There's a huge chart posted on the wall outside Terry Williams' office. She's a college access specialist at Vivian T. Thomas Medical Arts Academy, a high school in Baltimore. The chart lists the names of all 90 seniors and where they are in the college application process.
Have they gone on any college tours? How many applications have they done? Have they completed their FAFSA?
The FAFSA, that's the Free Application for Federal Student Aid. The federal government, states, and colleges all use it to figure out who gets aid and how much. Most of Williams' students don't have a shot at affording college without help. So she sends out letters, text messages, even intercepts students on their way to the bathroom to make sure they fill out the form on time.
I don't care where they are. I'm going to stop you so we can get it taken care of.
Taking care of it means answering up to 108 questions. Have you had a drug conviction? How much do your parents make? Is either a dislocated worker? For lots of students, just tracking down some of that information can be a challenge.
They just feel like this is too much. I can't do it.
The move is on to make things easier. The Obama administration has proposed eliminating 27 questions. A bipartisan bill in Congress would replace the FAFSA with a postcard asking just two questions, household size and income. Carrie Warwick with the National College Access Network says for most families, those two questions tell the government everything it needs to know.
Most of those additional questions are really targeted at families with much more complicated financial situations.
Like wealthier families with assets and investments. The FAFSA does have some defenders. Justin Drager is president of the National Association of Student Financial Aid Administrators. He says the vast majority of students now fill it out online, and so-called skip logic technology lets them bypass questions that don't apply.
The average student today can complete the entire FAFSA start to finish in 20 minutes.
That doesn't count the time it may take to dig up and sort through the right tax files and bank records. Drager is all for getting rid of questions that don't have anything to do with a student's financial need, like the one about drug convictions. But he says when colleges give out their own grants and scholarships, they rank students by their relative need, and they need a lot of details to do that fairly.
If we make the application too simple, that ultimately means that more colleges will introduce their own applications, and the net result for students is nothing's changed.
There is one change pretty much everyone agrees on. Right now, the FAFSA asks for data from the most recent tax year. If you're applying for aid right now, that would be 2014. But most of us haven't filed our taxes yet. Lauren Asher is president of the Institute for College Access and Success. She says if families could use their returns from 1 year earlier, they could import their tax info directly from the IRS and apply for aid a lot sooner.
If you can file the FAFSA more easily and earlier, you're much more likely to benefit from all the available aid that can help you pay for college and get to graduation.
In many states, grant money is handed out on a first-come, first-served basis until it's gone. A recent report from Edvisors says students who file their FAFSA in the first 3 months of the year get more than twice as much grant aid on average as those who wait longer. In Baltimore, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.